Hello, 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 beauties. Welcome back to another Badass Goddess Glow Up podcast. I am your host, Mo the Goddess, and I am just chiming in here really quick with this message. I know you guys will probably hear some noise in the background. I have a really loud AC unit. I'm here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I don't know if you know about Las Vegas, but it is extremely hot here, so the AC is definitely a must. So I'm gonna have to kind of block it out as I record this podcast for you. Please forgive me, have some grace for me. But this morning I woke up with something on my heart that I have really been thinking about, and that is I actually wasn't thinking about it, but it dropped on me. Like most things that I am moved by, it dropped on me today, and I really began to focus hard on this particular thing because it's something that I find myself going through at the moment, and that is finding peace in the pivot. Finding peace in the pivot. Now, I know you're wondering what the hell that means, right? Well, at this particular time, it's no secret that many of us are navigating through an uncomfortable phase in our lives right now. Whether it's a choice we've made or circumstances have dictated, there are activities, habits, or situations that we are leaving behind at this time. I like to say that we are being invited to a higher version of ourselves. And you know what? It's okay. It's okay. So for me, the reason why I struggled so much with the pivot is because I lost control. And if 2020 didn't teach us anything, it taught us that we are not in control of anything, right? Would you agree? We are not in control of anything. And I just felt completely out of control. I felt like, okay, my life is normally operated as a system. You know, I organize things, I do things, I go places, I have everything carved out. And it gives me a sense of having my shit together, or thinking that I have my shit together. You know, maybe even the idea of being busy but not necessarily productive. And I learned about that as well when I was in Bali, Indonesia, for the last 3 years. When I went over there in 2020, one of the biggest lessons that I learned is that I had just been being busy in my life, thinking I had it going on, thinking I was doing the most, thinking that doing the most meant that you are getting shit done. But really, it's just us running ourselves into the ground or on the hamster wheel, just spinning our wheels, thinking that we are making things happen when we are really just, you know, trying to keep up with everybody else. That's what it really boiled down to for me. So I came back to the U.S. last year, and I didn't realize how much of a struggle or how much of a challenge it would be to come back to a situation where, you know, after leaving the U.S. the first time and selling my car and moving out of my condo and selling all my personal things, and, you know, even though I felt like I was called to do that, I felt like I was called to witness a certain part of my life from the outside of the United States, going into a really unfamiliar place. When I left Las Vegas and moved to Atlanta, that was unfamiliar, but it was so fun. I learned so much about myself just by moving to Atlanta in 2017. And then after living in Atlanta for 3 years and then being called to go over to Bali, the fear of not knowing wasn't as strong as you would think it should be for someone who had never been to another country by themselves. I didn't know the language, didn't know the culture, didn't know anything about Bali, Indonesia, but I went over there with a sense of comfort. Like, I just knew that everything was going to be all right. I just knew that everything was going to work out. I had no idea that I was going over there to purge a lot of my emotional trauma that I had been carrying around in my body. And although I made the choice to sell all my things and do that, I just knew that I didn't want the rat race to be a part of my life anymore. I didn't know how I was going to do it, and I knew that as long as I was outside of the country, I didn't really have to face the reality of knowing how. So when I came back last year, I was so uncomfortable, you guys. I was just like, how am I going to do this? I'd never lived with people before, and I found myself living with people. I found myself not having the privacy that I once had. I found myself not having the independence because I had sold my car. I found myself not, you know, while everybody else was going to work and I'm at home, I just found myself feeling out of place. I didn't feel like the United States was my home anymore. And I had to figure that thing out. But that was the first time in many years, because I'm someone, I've been out on my own since I was 17, and I raised 2 kids by myself. So I always had to somewhat have it together. I always had to be independent. I always had to do things on my own. I never really had a support system to where I could rely on anyone to help me or do things for me. So I found myself always having to do, I had to have my shit together. So at the age of 51 and then coming back to the United States and coming back to pretty much nothing, I felt so much resistance. I felt out of control. I was like, oh my God, what have I done? But I just knew that I didn't want to jump back into that responsibility. I knew that I didn't want to go into home ownership. I knew that I didn't want to be anchored to a car payment, to car insurance, to utility bills. I knew that I was not done with my travels. And being in Bali for 3 years, I learned that there is a different way. Like, we have been bamboozled over here in these United States. Like, we've been taught that the things and the stuff and the status make us who we are. And I just didn't want that life for me anymore. The things didn't move me anymore. In fact, the less things I had, the better I felt. I had been maneuvering through the past 3 years inside of a suitcase. So it didn't really feel like it worked when I came back to the United States. Well, anyway, I'm here in the U.S. again, and I feel like I'm in a place of another pivot. I feel like I'm in a place of, you know, a bit of confusion to, you know, what the next best step is going to be. I feel a little bit out of sorts, out of place, like I am being invited to another version of myself, and that's always uncomfortable. So as I sat with myself and I thought about all those things, I realized that although the pivot itself can be scary, we are all in a place of pivot. And like I said, resistance may rear its ugly head, making this pivot feel like it is a daunting journey. But guess what, you guys? We're being nudged towards something new, something more powerful, something that resonates deeply within our spirit. The pivot itself, although scary, is letting us know that it is time to step into the unknown, venture into the uncharted territory that we've stayed away from, that we've run away from, that we've ignored. And sometimes that uncharted territory is the territory of our dreams. It's the territory that we're supposed to be exploring. But it's like exploring a forest you've never seen before. That's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable, it's lonely, and it's scary. But here's the catch. Amid the uncertainty lies the possibilities of discovering true tranquility. When I was in Indonesia, you guys, I didn't have nothing but that suitcase. And I never felt peace like that in my life. Think about it. The pivot can be unsettling at first. It might stretch you beyond your comfort zone, test your limits, and challenge your perceptions. However, within that discomfort blooms the essence of peace. So when I talk about peace, finding peace in the pivot, I'm in that place. When you surrender to the process, when you allow yourself to embrace the unfamiliar, you create a space of serenity to settle in. It is time to settle in. It's time to surrender. It's time to put your guards down. It's time to admit that you don't know. It's time to admit that you don't have it all together. And it's okay if you don't. I encourage you, beauties, to approach the pivot with an open, the pivot with an open heart and a willingness to embrace discomfort. The path less traveled might lead you to the peaceful existence you've been seeking. You know, this pandemic did something to us. There has been a mass awakening. And even that awakening sometimes is uncomfortable and unfamiliar. You're wondering, what the hell is going on? And hey, if you're struggling with this concept or feeling unsure about surrendering to this process, I'm here to help you. Let's dive into this together. So I'm offering you the opportunity, if you'd like, to work together. I told you I've been through this a few times. Let's work together. Book you a badass breakthrough call today. I'm open. I want to hear from you. I want to help you. Let's support one another. And let's walk through this thing with courage. Because there is peace in the pivot. Sometimes it calls for you to purge everything that you know, all the familiar, to unlearn what you thought you knew, to unlearn the old way and begin to do it a new way, to get rid of all the stuff. You know, what I discovered was a lot of the stuff that I thought were things that I needed, that I had to have in order to have status, in order to be looked at as a successful individual in this Western existence. I thought it was the stuff that was gonna help me, you know? And sometimes you have to purge that stuff. What I realized is that the stuff was a burden. driving around in a beautiful car. Yeah, that looks good. It feels good when you're in there. But when you can't enjoy it because you caught up on a job that you hate, that you have to go to every day. You caught up on a job where you can't even travel. You caught up on a job where you can't even operate on the scale of having the ultimate self-care. I couldn't go to the gym like I wanted to. I couldn't go get massages like I wanted to. I didn't have time. I didn't have time. In the moment I allowed myself to be uncomfortable and let go, the moment I decided, okay, I'm going to start over and it's okay. The moment that I released myself, I found so much peace. So of course, we just can't stay where we are. We're always in a place of growth. It's always important to approach the growth, the invitation to the higher version of yourself with courage. That is a powerful place to be. And I just wanted to encourage you. I wanted to invite you to a call with me. And I wanted to urge you to keep going. Find your peace in the pivot, because that is where you'll find your power. But in the meantime, and in between time, until the next time, you be fit, be fierce, be fabulous. Healthy is the new sexy. Bye, y'all. Thanks for tuning in.